Hey, all you freaks and geeks, all you ghosts and ghouls, it's your friendly neighborhood homicidal maniac, Raven Homicide, and this is the Homicidal Geek Show with my co-host, Justin.
It's Justin McFatches. You may have heard of me. Not really? That's okay, me neither. No, it's Justin McFatches from Underground Horror Radio, Not For Air Radio, let's see, Podunk Radio. I got too many shows and stations. Podunk Radio is a new station. So anyway, yeah, it's actually really cool to do another horror-type show here in the Treasure Coast. That makes number 8 or 9 shows I'm on now. I'm busy. I'm the radio guy, which I've actually been told that many times in bars when I go down south to West Palm. So, yeah, excited. Very cool. We get to do another show. Underground Horror Radio is on Podunk, which is my wife's show. And now I got this Homicidal Geek Show, which is a cool name. So very good job there, Raven. How's it going?
Homicidal.
There we go. How's it going? Homicidal. Hey, we're murdering people?
That's the theme of the show. We're
crazy.
We're insane geeks. You know, this is the sanitarium, you know.
I can see that. I can see that totally. Well, you know, I like that though, because I think this will work because you're like the very high, like, woo! And I'm all like, yeah, it's cool. I love stuff. I mean, get me around conventions and other geeks and, you know, horror stuff. I'm all like, oh my god, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm the Shawn Michaels of horror. You know, I'm the flamboyant. You know, I want the spotlight on me.
Well, when you say flamboyant, though, there's one man that might beat Shawn Michaels in that as far as whoring and flamboyant, and that's the man, the legend.
Woo!
That's right, Nature Boy, Ric Flair. I have a clip of that too. I love Nate. He's fucking out of his mind.
Styling and profiling, kiss stealing, willing and dealing, son of a gun.
Cocaine. 80s. Long hair. Those horseman promos, though. I saw a horseman promo on YouTube from fucking, I think it was a Fallout from Starcade of like 87. I'm like, 87?
Oh, yeah, when Luger's back there in the back, like, fuck you guys.
Pretty much. So, yeah, so this is the first run. This is the first episode. Actually, Raven came up to me. Via Facebook Messenger. I was like, hey, do you want to be on a podcast? I'm like, that's odd. That's usually what I ask. Okay, what's up? He's like, yeah, no, I got this show idea. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And so this is, right now, it's just me and him. Eventually, you want to get, like, a round table thing going?
Yeah.
At some point here.
You know,
that'd be cool.
Like, you know, like comic book men, but with...
Horror book men.
But, you know, we should be committed.
I think they're committed to that AMC paycheck. Well, no, they really do run
that
store.
I mean committed to a fucking asylum.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that too, yeah. No, I thought you meant they're committed to getting it. I don't think Kevin has to worry about it. The other guys, I think, need the money. Kevin, not so much.
Oh, no, Kevin doesn't need the money.
But he has his own store. That's pretty sweet. Secret.
He has his own every damn thing.
He's earned it, though. He really has. He started out by, like, filming a movie in black and white at a fucking convenience store.
On credit cards that he technically lied about.
So exactly.
Oh, yeah, I own this place. Give me a credit card.
Yeah, and then now he's Kevin Smith. So that's cool. And, you know, the Treasure Coast could use, the fandoms in the Treasure Coast have actually grown. In the last couple of years, like, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. Like, I'm a geek.
And literally,
like,
the woodwork.
Yeah, literally. And I'm like, when the fuck did this happen? I mean, it's cool. I think Marvel's Avengers might have something to do with it because of the success of that.
Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man, but that's all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what made the fucking Avengers, was Iron Man and all the other movies. But, like, you know, we had the Treasure Coast, what was it, Comic-Con last year?
Treasure Coast Comic-Con.
Right. And that was a huge success. I didn't get to go because I was working, but I heard that was really big, and I'm like, holy shit.
For the area, it was pretty, it was,
yeah.
And for their first one, it was a pretty good show.
And I'm like, you know, sitting there going, damn, I never really thought, not that I hate where I live or nothing like that, you know, I come from Palm Beach originally, but down there you have Palm-Con. You had Fatality Fest, and then, of course, you know, down south before it was, spooky, and then they went to Orlando.
Yeah,
those are, like, the big ones and some other ones in Tampa. So I'm like, okay, Treasure Coast. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, it's like I had me and my, like, circle of geeks at Starbucks, and that was, you know, not the, that was it. Because as far as I knew, we were the only ones that were talking about cool shit, like, you know, comics and stuff. My long-term buddy, you know, Matt, that I used to live here, had a whole room that was just full of comics and action figures.
Nice.
In our place that we used to live. And I'm like, all right, so we did Not For Air, and that was a geeky thing. We talked about Doctor Who, Superman, and all kinds of stupid shit. And then eventually I went on to do music, because I knew everybody in the fucking music scene, too, living here for so long. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do punk rock, because I'm a punk rocker. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. So then I did the horror, you know, underground horror radio area, starting to catch on to how cool the shit we got beat up for is now.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, it Jensen.
Yeah. My buddy Boots, he was like one of the door guys. Big guy, kind of Viking, like, blonde hair, black hair. Kind of a big Danzig fan.
Yeah, it was late 90s.
Wasn't Carefree. That was in Palm Beach. I know what you're talking about. I forgot.
Yeah,
the
I can't.
Place.
I can't.
But
remember.
But yeah, I remember. I heard stories about that. That's cool.
Too many head traumas.
Right.
That's
even blown up now. Rocky Horror is like this mainstream.
Well, they're remaking it.
I don't know why. That's horrible. I hate that shit.
But it's like we did the show, and that Denny's right there across the street from the theater, Darren Stewart. We would hang out there almost all night long, and to the point where the manager's like, free meals for us, you know, because we spent so much money there just hanging out.
The one that's across from the Starbucks over in that Plaza and Stewart? Monterey, right?
There used to be a Tower Record right across the street from
it. Okay. Because the only Stewart Denny's I know of is the one across in Monterey.
It's probably, yeah, right
across
there,
from
right
Starbucks
there.
Now, yeah. Entire Kingdom, yeah. Or Tire Plus or whatever it is. Yeah, because I'm at that Starbucks frequently doing caffeinated podcast. Have to whore that out there. But yeah, I think that's cool. Rocky Horror, man, that's, I saw that Respectables, they do it every now and then down in West Palm. And some of the Carefree people do it there. And Rocky Horror is just fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing.
Well, I did Eddie and Riff Raff. So.
I could see you as Eddie, yeah.
Yeah, I've always been a Meatloaf fan, though.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
You know,
so. Meatloaf's cool. He's older, but he's cool.
Yeah, well...
He's Meatloaf.
I haven't really dug his latest stuff.
No. I'm into classics.
So,
I'm bad out of hell.
Give me more of his Jim Steinman stuff, you know? So.
Yeah. That works. But yeah, that's cool. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff coming up now, because we talked about the Treasure Coast Comic-Con. They decided that, hey, you know what else works? Horror.
Yeah.
Which is more my element and your element as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let's be clear. I've been to a couple cons, more of a comic book thing.
Yeah.
Deadpool, Spider-Man, Iron Man, all that stuff. Which I know a lot about. I read all the comics, all that. But...
I have comic issues.
Deadpool pulling.
Yeah.
Deadpool's going to be awesome, by the way. I'm excited
Two
for that.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Valentine's Day, yeah. Yeah. That weekend. And, I love the comic books and stuff, but I've always said that now going to horror conventions and going to comic book, more sci-fi comic conventions, I'm more geared towards the horror conventions.
Yeah.
Not that, like I said, I love sci-fi, come on. And I love comic books, but I'm not, I guess, into it as much as to the extreme as they are. Like, I'll wear a comic book shirt.
You need a different outlet.
I'm more of a... horror and punk rock go so well together, and metal. They all...
Well, like, that's why the horror punk has become such a big
right.
thing.
Right. Well, it's still underground, but it's getting more notice, yeah.
Yeah.
And anything with like theatrics, I'm a big fan of. You know, Max Sabbath is coming to Orlando, which is...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
That fucking McDonald's Black Sabbath. And I don't mind Black Sabbath anyway, but the fact that it's Max Sabbath, I'll actually tune into that, because there's a giant Grimace on stage playing the fucking bass.
Nothing can kill the Grimace.
Exactly. So I'm excited for that, but yeah, I always geared more towards the horror con. So the fact that the Treasure Coast is going to have its own horror con, I'm pretty stoked for it.
Yeah,
we
I'm
got
excited.
A list a little bit of who's going to be there. There's not too many people announced yet. It's getting there. These things
take
time.
Got we got first Jason. He's going to have a concert.
Pepper. Naomi Grossman.
Which I'm kind of excited for, Ari, because it's actually happening on my birthday. So
1980.
Yep. I June. Was born March 5th, 1980. And then
I thought it came out in June of 1980, though.
Came out in June, but
so, yeah,
you know, technically we're still the same age, you know, because only a few months later.
I can't believe it's been that long since the franchise. It's kind of sad that it kind of stopped for a while and then it picked back up because, and me and Raven were talking about it because he's a huge Freddy Krueger fan as well. And I'm a big Freddy Krueger fan, but I'm more of a Jason fan. So we got like a Freddy versus Jason thing going on here. But almost until New Line was over it, or not New Line, Paramount was over it, yeah. there was almost a fucking Friday the 13th every fucking year the fucking 80s. Can you imagine if they kept on that thing? So it'd be like 36 fucking
Well, see, people bitch about how, you know, there's too many of them.
I don't think there's enough.
Look at the fucking James Bond movies. Exactly. I mean, it's like...
Or the Saw movies. The Saw's trying to do the...
Well, the new Saw now is Purge, though.
Oh, I love Purge.
Yeah, so, but no, I like the Saws, but you know,
I never got
for a while there.
It
was
porn.
What that crappy ass Paranormal Activity crap. And
yeah, that's crap.
It's like,
but, I hate it. I don't like found footage shit. Really, I don't like it. Blair Witch was cool, and at the time they did such a good job of convincing people it could have happened. I was like, oh shit. Now it's like I can go fucking on my computer and make that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, time lapse, move some shit around.
Let's go over to the Devil Tree and do it.
Oh, the Devil Tree. Oh, St. Lucie. Wasn't there a guy that was at the con last year that was, like, promoting that? Like, had a book
at Treasure Coast Comic Con? Yeah, he's a local guy that wrote a book about it.
Yeah, I remember talking to him. He's like, oh, you're going to interview me? And I'm like, I don't know. I never did. I got busy. Busy guy. But is he going to be at the freak show?
I don't know. He probably will be because, you know, that was his booth deal. He wasn't a celeb or anything like that. So.
I know that the Paranormal, was it Paranormal Expeditions, I believe is the name of the group. I know one of the girls, Danielle. She used to hang out at the mall here back in the day, so I know her. So that'd be kind of cool. She's in California now, which they'll be back with her sisters. It's like Ghost Hunters or like, what's that show? Ghost Adventures on
Ghost Hunters,
on
Ghost
Travel
Adventures.
Channel or whatever. Yeah. So it's a girl version. So they're all girls and they got videos on YouTube. So that's cool. So they're going to be there too. That's going to be fun. Now,
they're actually taking people to the Devil Tree.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah. They're going to have a little expedition to the Devil Tree. Which,
everybody get your Ouija boards,
which, the county has not allowed people to actually go to the tree anymore. So
probably for good reason.
So, but now they're gonna. They got John, who's running the freak show.
Right.
He got permission to do this little expedition. So they're gonna do. You got to pay ticket or something like that.
Yeah,
but,
that's cool. You gotta make your money. I mean, that's nothing wrong with charging admission to do something like that. So, and you're gonna be there. Well, we're gonna be there. I'll be there either way. But what's the name of the the glove, the company you got?
My new founded company is Razor Power Glove Productions.
Razor Power Glove. Okay, because he did actually make people. I kid you not. It is a powered glove with Freddy Krueger claws on them.
Yeah,
and
I took an original power glove and I got a NECA part one glove and just put it on to an original power glove.
Yeah,
and the funny thing is I made it right before Shock Pop Comic Con.
Last year, yep.
And I think it was 2 or 3 weeks, Paul's, I forgot to put down my glasses, and the tiniest little sliver of metal shot into my left eye.
Jesus.
Literally into my left eye. For about a week, it would scratch my eyelid because it was in my eyeball. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to look like shit, you know, at Shock Pop and everything else. And, you know, I have a thing to get that little sliver out. People's like, oh, you know, flush your eye, do this. I'm like, you know, it's in my eyeball.
Ugh.
You know, I didn't go to the hospital or nothing. And one dude's like, dude, get a magnet. I was like, why didn't I fucking think of that? So I literally put a magnet on my eyelid and literally just moved the magnet down.
It
scratched the shit out of my eyelid, you know. But I finally got that little damn piece of metal out. And I was taking, because we just started the Freddy versus Jason NES game.
Right.
We just got it, a few copies in production and everything. And we had two guys making them. We had Flashback Entertainment and we had Mr. Wizard Productions making. Flashback made like a really cool holographic label cover for it. But Mr. Wizard did a blood splattered cart. It was literally dyed into the cart. And he made a very, very, very limited run of those. I think he was going to do 13 of them. I don't even know if he did the full 13 run.
Right.
Got a copy. The programmer David Clark got a copy, who originally made the Freddy vs. Jason NES game. I jumped on telling him that he needed to change this, change that, because it wasn't as accurate. You know, Freddy's dead. Freddy had a blade on his thumb. Well, he doesn't have a blade on his thumb originally. That was the reimagined New Nightmare.
Freddy, right.
Or not Freddy Dead, New Nightmare.
Right.
But I told him he needed to change out, you know, because me being such a, you know, a huge Elm Street fan, stuff like that. And I love the original Friday 13th game. It gets so much flack, but it's a fun damn game.
I think it's come back, though.
It's making such a comeback. Because of the
figures, and there's videos about it
NECA,
now.
NECA has boomed it.
You know? They have a Texas Chainsaw one. Do they have a Freddy one that's the red?
They do have a Freddy one where the hand is flesh colored.
Right.
The glove is flesh colored.
Well, which was like from the title screen.
Yes.
Which was kind of like Nightmare 2, but Angry Nerd was like, nah, they just fucked up.
They just took to remove the boss and that was it.
Yeah. So. But that part 2, he had the fingernail knives because that had Jesse's body. Yeah. He didn't have his glove on.
No. It came out because he was possessing Jesse.
Right,
it came out of his hand.
That's cool, though. The figure looks cool. And I like that he's all red.
I got all the figures.
And I got the fucking Jason one. I'm happy.
I got the San Diego Comic-Con one, and I got the new one that, you know, opened the box and it, you know, makes
sense. They should release another pop figure, but it's like...
The little mini pop?
Well, they have the regular ones like those, the regular size ones. I have the Jason one, but they should, with blood on them, they should release the NECA blue one.
Yeah.
From
Well, they got the little mini.
Yeah, I don't like
the
those
blind
much.
Bag ones. Yeah. I have the 8-bit, but they never did an 8-bit Freddy to go with it.
So. Oh, that sucks. It's fucking things in my head now. It's such a fun game, but I have to say that really what got the popularity back, and we can't really thank him enough, it was the Angry Video Game Nerd with that whole
kind
of,
yeah. I mean, that video came out, what, 2006? Six? Something
it was
like
his first couple videos. And he did that one, then Nightmare, and then the Power Glove episode.
Yeah.
Where he landed a fucking plane in fucking Top Gun with the fucking glove.
See, I beat Mike Tyson with the Power Glove.
Nice.
Yeah, I beat Mike Tyson with.
So in the show, he was making fun of how, like, if you turn left,
but
you're really
going
right.
He's a satire show. That's what people don't really. They but take it, him at so
but
literally.
But it made me like, okay, I got to play this game again because it's fucking Jason.
It's like the Nostalgia Critic. I mean, come
he's
on,
good
people.
Too, yeah. But it worked out because then everybody started playing the game again, and now they're like,
they
we need action figures, and now we need the fucking. They have like somebody made a costume.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
Is that spooky? I know the guy.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
I know him.
I didn't like he used the Minecraft
sword. Okay, that part was... But I get where he was going for 8-bit.
Yeah,
but the Jason suit was cool.
I mean, I was actually telling my girlfriend, I was like, you know what? I could actually make the machete. Get little foam.
Yeah.
I got the template for the machete because, you know, I make the perler art, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you got all kinds of shit going
on. Oh, God, yeah. Imagine.
You're making these mats now, too?
You was like, hey, make a map. So I got a map.
Well, mat. I mean, mats.
Oh, the mats.
Yeah,
the power,
coasters.
The power play mats, which, you know, you can relive the video game on your tabletop.
Yeah, I figured you had other scenes. You might as well have the fucking map, dude. The map is, like, crucial.
Well, the only thing is the map is, what are you going to do with the map?
Well, which cabin is Jason in? You got to think. Kids are in the cabin or the counselor's in the cabin. Somewhere Jason's fucking shit up, you gotta go.
Okay, yeah. We can, yeah, we
that
can
was
set
the whole
that
point
up.
Of the game was...
We could set that up, yeah.
Speaking of the game, did you know that I think Jason Lives inspired the game?
Yeah.
That card game they were playing about which cabin was Jason and there's kids. I'm like, that's the fucking plot of the fucking 80s game. And by the time they made it, they had the canned hotter fucking Jason up there, which is awesome.
And what's funny is there was a guy, Tom Foolery. He hates the purple suit Jason.
I think it's cool.
So he redid the...
Oh, Jason 6 game.
He redid the entire Friday 13th game. And you got zombie Jason, Kane Hodder Jason.
Right.
And the counselors are more... You got Tommy Jarvis, you know. This
That's kind of cool. So they made it like the movie, kind of.
Yeah, he made the graphics a little better as well, as much as you can for NES.
Right.
But,
you know, he could have just done it... he could have just redid it and did it in 16-bit, like Super.
We're slowly going to get to that point.
Because I think it's like 32 and 16-bit.
We're
will be
slowly going to get to that point. Somebody did a first-person shooter Friday the 13th.
Yes, in like Doom, but
it's
in the house. It's like,
yeah.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
I mean, he finally went outside, which when he went outside, I was like, oh my God, more!
But, yeah, but that's fucking cool that he made a first-person shooter.
I'm a fan. That's another reason why we did Freddy versus Jason Donkey Kong.
Right, which is Freddy on top and or yeah, Jason on top.
It's Donkey Kong. You're playing as Freddy and Jason. Remember in Freddy versus Jason where
he's on the pillar.
The drunk chick who American Mary, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. You're talking about Catherine Isabel.
Yes.
Yeah.
She, they kind of almost fought who was going to kill her, where, you know, Jason stabs her and
she was
mine. Yeah. So I renamed her. Her name's Luna.
Okay.
So they're fighting to see who's going to kill that girl tonight.
Nice.
So, and you know, when you get to the final level, you beat Jason. You know, in the original Donkey Kong, it had a heart. Well, now it says, die, bitch.
Nice.
You know, because, you know, Freddy likes to say, bitch.
Right. That's cool. And speaking of Friday the 13th game, I know you were a huge part of... Okay, I don't want to say it like that. He did contribute money in the Kickstarter. We'll say that. For the new Friday.
$40. And I'm still contributing.
The Friday the 13th game that we've all been waiting for.
Gun Media.
And that's going to be on PS4 and Xbox One and all that.
And Steam.
Steam, yeah. I don't do Steam.
The only PC gaming I do now is... Now I've gotten hooked on retro achievements, but that's about it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can play my Super Nintendo games on my computer, too, but I don't play... I don't have a Steam account. I have a PS3. I don't even PS4 yet, so I play, you know, those games on there. Right now, me and the wife are still fucking rocking Diablo 3. You know, together, fucking murdering everybody.
We have it on 360, and then I upgraded to the Xbox One.
Yeah.
I love Diablo myself.
It's a sweet game, yeah.
So.
Diablo 2 is awesome, and 3 on PC I heard wasn't great, but on the systems, it fucking rocks.
Yeah.
It finally was like, and I'm a fucking wizard, I'm just fucking nuking everybody with this blast.
I'm always the Demon barbarian Hunter. Tank type guy, because I like just going in and just like fucking shit up.
She's, right now she's like, right now we're doing Paragon points, because we already fucking got past level 70. And we're just doing adventure mode and going into rifts, and I'm looking for those unicorns to kill, because there's no cow level now, like in part 2. Fucking love killing the unicorns, man. Little cute fucking pink unicorns, and they split open and fucking blood's everywhere. I'm like, oh my god, it's awesome.
See, I never played 2 because 2 never came on any console.
No, you had to play it on PC, and I like being the necromancer. I like having skeletons do my shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the druid was cool because he turned into a wolf and a bear, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. But mostly it was the fucking necromancer. Sad they don't have it. I don't like the witch doctor as much. The fucking necromancer is better. Yeah. But and I like the paladin, not paladin, the crusader, which is like an amped up paladin. But the demon hunter was cool, and I like the wizard. The mage. So, but the Jason game, they showed footage of Kane. And the dot suits to do you know, and the thing about
mocap suit.
Yeah, and what's cool about that is because, none against any other Jasons, they were all good in their own roles, and Derek Mears especially was really good, but there's something about the way Kane kind of just breathes
Kane
and moves.
Kane personified it.
Yeah, he really did. He really took it and made it like, he would turn his head, then his body would move.
I actually mentioned that when I went to Lagoon up in Utah. I worked horror haunted houses.
Nice.
And I was up on stage and I was telling people, I was like, the thing with Kane is, you know, he would turn his head and then his body would turn to
go exactly
where his head was turning. I mean, Kane was the only person that did that.
Yeah.
People tried to say that Myers did it. Myers didn't do it.
Myers is a whole different kind of thing.
He wasn't as fluid with his.
No. And he wasn't a giant hulking thing either.
No.
They kind of ruined that later on. But Kane, Jason's always been sort of bigger. And
yes.
Kane's not the tallest, biggest guy, but he was like the guy that, you know, he was great in Hatchets too, the Hatchet trilogy.
Yep.
The way he would just grab a hold of you and fling it with a sleeping bag, you know, in Friday 7, and then, of course, you know, Jason X, which...
Want to smoke pot?
Want to get high? Have free metal sex? Jason's like, what? I didn't like Uber Jason as much, but...
I loved Uber Jason.
Did you? I didn't like it as much.
I was like, holy shit.
I liked the movie. I don't hate... I'm one of the few, like, people that don't hate Jason X.
Yeah.
I actually like it for what it is.
It's funny you actually mention that, because... you mentioned Jason X, because one of the games, and I swear to God, nobody better fucking steal this.
As it goes on the internet.
One of the fucking games I have in mind is doing a Jason X NES game, but you're going to play as the android chick.
Oh, are you? KM? That'd be cool.
Yeah. So
that'd be neat.
But I'm not going to say which engine we're going to use. I, you know,
Unreal Tournament engine.
But yeah, you're and it, like I said, right now we're working on NES because it's the easiest ones to work with.
No, Atari. So.
Fuck Atari.
Fuck Atari.
I literally fucking...
You're losing your old man points.
I literally cut my teeth on an Atari joystick, but you know, it's that fucking... Like you mentioned earlier, the fucking Leatherface...
Takes a chance NECA game.
Figure. It's a fucking green blob with a flesh head. It's like... It looks like shit!
Not compared to the NES ones, yeah.
It looks like shit, but people's like, well, Jason's a big purple blob with his hands and feet. It's like, yeah.
It's Jason.
You know.
That game had dynamics, though. Side view, front view.
Yeah.
Walking around. Yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah. So.
Fucking Friday 13th, you're running around. It looks like your dick with freaking warts.
You're talking about in Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah.
You said Friday 13th.
Okay. Yeah.
What Texas game was Chainsaw. That? What game was that Friday the 13th? Yeah. But this is the first time. There's a couple other ones that were made that had fan-made Jason games that were like on PC and stuff. But this is the first official, not counting Mortal Kombat, but first official Friday the 13th game since that one on
yes.
Nintendo.
Yep.
That's coming out soon, and that the Kickstarter went for. I think that's awesome, and I'm glad that people are like, listen, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
People want a Jason game.
I mean, it started as summer camp, and then Sean's like,
let's just fucking do Friday the 13th. Yeah,
well, here, you got my blessing.
Yeah, and then
here's Kane. You know, here's Tom Savini.
I heard about Friday the 13th. I heard about summer camp, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's neat. And then, people talk all the time. We'll never know. Then they're like, okay, it's going to be the same game. Like, oh, my fucking God. And they raise a shit ton of money real quick because people want to play a fucking good Friday the 13th game.
People are like, oh, it's only multiplayer. Well, guess what, people? Put your money in and they will do the single player. They're doing this. They're not going to some big company like Konami and
they would
Capcom
ruin it anyway.
And all that. They're doing this as a low-budget independent company, and this shit takes a lot of money to do.
Yeah,
the mocap alone takes a shit ton of money to do.
Besides all the, like, big games now, other than, like, Battlefront, like all the ones they put out every year, like Call of Duty or whatever, it fucking sucks now.
Yeah.
They, like, rush it, and it... And everything nowadays is so half-assed. It's like, here's your game. It's like an outline. Okay, DLC, DLC, DLC. Buy this pack at GameStop.
Yep.
What the fuck happened to just making a fucking game?
Now, see,
money.
People want to bitch about Duke Nukem Forever. I fucking loved Duke Nukem Forever.
I tried. I didn't get into it.
Felt like an old school Duke Nukem, but a bit modern.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad they waited to put Doom out because, oh my God.
Doom looks like it's going to be nuts.
Doom looks absolutely fucking beautiful.
I have faith in Doom. And just like I like Bethesda for Fallout and fucking Skyrim and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Because Skyrim was great, and so was fucking Oblivion. I loved Oblivion.
Yeah.
And I love Skyrim, and I love Fallout 3, and a little bit of what I played in Fallout 4 is fun. So I kind of dig that as well, horror-wise. You know, those are fun. But, yeah, we'll see what's going on with the Friday game. It's going to be a little while still till they get it out.
October.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
2016.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
I guess they're working 24/7 on this motherfucker.
You can technically pre-order the game still right now. They got us the slasher backer. You can pre-order the game. You can get the steel case edition like I'm getting, but you're not going to get the same exact one because you didn't
right,
be part of the
right.
initial Kickstarter
or Kickstarter. Whatever it was. They're all the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You should donate to
big
us.
Boys go to Kickstarter.
donate to the show. No, I'm just kidding.
You can get a art book. You can get a soundtrack, a physical soundtrack. And there is a cool little thing. I wish it was kind of on a system. It's only going to be a PC type deal where you get a virtual reality cabin.
Okay.
And you can look at your stats and things you've won and it's going to be a neat little virtual cabin. I don't know how they're going to integrate it with if you log into your Xbox account or your PlayStation 4 account.
You can probably do it get it through your PC, through your system. I logged on my Blizzard account that way for my Diablo 3.
Yeah, yeah, for Diablo,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, on your computer, so, I mean.
And Warner Brothers does it for the Arkham game, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, Arkham's alright. I don't mind the Arkhams. But Mortal Kombat with Jason was sweet. Freddy was good, and then Jason was really sweet, too.
I don't really play fighting games too much, but I never bought the Mortal Kombat that had Freddy.
Right.
But I did buy the DLC, because I was like, holy shit. We're gonna start getting a horror fighting game. So I wanted to help fund that to show that they're, you know, support yeah. for it. Even though, you know, it was Remake Freddy.
Yeah.
I still bought it.
Yeah.
And then Mortal Kombat X came out.
Jason.
And, I was like, oh my god, that looks fucking awesome. And I literally went and bought Mortal Kombat X. I haven't bought a fighting game. I think the last fighting game I probably ever purchased was Star Wars Masters of Terrica Sea. That was yeah. it. That was PS1.
I remember that game. I had that game.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I purchased the Capcom versus Marvels on Xbox Live Arcade.
Marvel Capcom 2?
Yeah,
the one yeah. with everybody in it? Yeah. yeah. I like 3 a lot, but 2 was the fucking game. That was the game.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was the fucking game in the arcade back when we had arcades.
The fucking game was X-Men Children of the Atom. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that was good, too. It's the same lines. Yeah. But I like Marvel vs. Capcom a lot better because you got all Spider-Man, Iron Man, War Machine, everybody. And I think that was cool. Now, of course, you got Deadpool in Part 3, which was cool, and Hawkeye and
yeah.
other Avengers but and X-Men. But, yeah, I'm super stoked that... I'm hoping that arcades make a comeback. I know everybody's got these games on their machines, but...
Home arcades are making a comeback.
Yeah, and I want to find a place that would put arcades in and just go and play fucking old school games.
Yeah.
Even though we can put them on our computers, it's not the same.
No.
There's something about going out. Just like morbid movies is cool because we get to see these cult classics, even yes. though we own them at home, on the fucking big yeah, screen.
And the one coming up, Nightmare on Elm Street.
The original.
That... Kruger Collectibles, we donated 3 Never Sleep Again DVDs.
Which if you've never seen, it's like the best like documentary on Elm Street ever.
Well, Tom does amazing documentaries. He also did Crystal Lake.
Memories, which I own both.
Yeah, and I actually got both of those on Blu-ray.
Fuck yeah.
Well, what's funny is I have the... I have the Never Sleep Again, the pre-order DVD, where you got a signed poster by Heather.
Nice.
And I never even opened it because it's like I watched it on Netflix. I never opened it, and then the Blu-ray came out. Boom! I got the Blu-ray at Shock Pop. I got the Blu-ray Shock Pop for $10.
Nice. Brand That's new. Really good.
Straight from Tom himself.
Nice.
And he signed it and everything else. And I got the Crystal Lake straight from Tom himself. And what was cool is I got the Never Sleep Again book from Robert himself at Shock Pop.
The table book? The coffee book type thing?
Which is, like, people are paying over $200 for now.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I don't have... That's the thing about liking this stuff is, you know, you can't afford everything.
Well, the book was $50.
That's not bad.
Just, now it's like, boom, $200. Like, because they did a very, very, very limited run.
Right.
When they it was a Kickstarter.
Yep.
And anybody that donated so much money on the Kickstarter, they got a numbered edition. Well, I couldn't afford to do that.
Right.
And, of course, you got 4 people that signed it and a numbered edition. But my thing was... It was more personal buying it from Robert himself.
Well, yeah, it's Robert.
Because he sat right there, signed it, and then did one of his Freddy little doodles that he does. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, my wife, Nicole, got a book from Doug Bradley himself at,
oh, nice.
At Spooky. Or it was, yeah, Spooky a couple years ago. We went and waited in line, and we got him signed it, and he did a little tidbit for us for the radio. You know, hey, this is Doug Bradley, and you're listening to Underground Horror Radio, and if you don't listen, I'll, you know, I forget what he says, but I have it on there. But, yeah, and she got him signed the book, and she, you know, she as an author, she reads a lot, too.
Yeah.
More so than I do. So that's like that, too, where she's like, oh! And she, of course, met Clive, her favorite, one of her favorites, nice. Clive Barker, and got him to sign something, too. So she's, again, that's one of those things, like, you meet people you really, like, that's really, really cool. You know, I met Kane. Kane shook me at least once 1 year, and then next year he remembered who I was. Like, hey, I won't choke you this time. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I didn't care. I got a picture with him in the after party, the VIP party. He cut me in line when I was trying to get a beer. He's like, hey, are you in line? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't care. And I'm like, dude, you're Kane Hodder. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You probably got a fucking machete.
Yeah. And then I got a picture when he choked me. I'm like,
yeah, the one time I met Kane was up in Park City, Utah. He was the stunt coordinator for our movie Frozen, you know, where they're trapped on
That. I know that movie.
They're trapped on the ski lift and stuff. And I was living in Salt Lake at the time that they were filming it. So I went up to Park City, which is where they have Sundance and stuff. Anyways, I went up to Park City because they were allowing people to watch the film and stuff. And I was getting to watch Kane Hodder tell the stunt coordinators what to do and this, that, and here. And that was the first time I officially got to meet Kane Hodder and stuff. And of course he signed a few things for me, which I lost. I don't no longer have, thanks to,
lame
bitch.
Yeah.
I went to Spooky, the first Spooky that you attended, 2013. Yeah. And it was my first time ever getting to meet Robert Englund.
Yep. Hit a line out the ass.
And I also, my first time to ever get to meet the beautiful and talented Tuesday Night.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I love Tuesday Night.
Andres. And I hung out with Danny Hassel and, like, Andres, like, most of the weekend. And Brooke Theus got us into the after party. Her and Tori Kirkman. The whole cast was super sweet.
So, I ran out of cash because I spent most of my, because Robert Englund, he's a childhood hero for me.
Right.
So I ran out of cash. And I didn't get to, you know, get anything new from Kane or this, that, and the other. So I gotta redo a Kane experience, especially now that I got Razor Power Glove Productions going and I'm doing Friday the 13th type games. And like you pointed out, Kane's actually on the Friday the 13th cover.
Yes.
Of the game. I'm trying to get Tom Foley to allow me to put his game, which is the Kane Zombie Jason, onto a cartridge, because I gave Robert Englund a copy of Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
The blood splattered one. I want to give Kane Hodder a copy of a Jason game that's actually his version of Jason.
Right.
So
he put, even though it's his part 6 game, he put part 7 Jason in it.
Pretty much. I don't blame you. The graphics are better. Now, he did take out the pitchfork and added a chainsaw. And no offense, Tom, the chainsaw looks like a hedge trimmer, not a chainsaw. I've reworked actually a chainsaw that I'm going to try to see if I can get my programmer to put in.
Right.
And it actually says Jason Returns on the title screen. I'm going to get it changed where Jason Lives.
Right.
And I also got a Jason Lives cover where he's coming out the grave. And he's got
Cool.
That we're going to get done and stuff. I'm hoping, because they haven't announced him for Spooky Retro. They don't yet.
And maybe
I don't
October.
Have. But I don't know. I mean, I got 2 months away. Maybe I can get one of my programmers to get this done. I've been trying to get a contact with Tom Foley.
Yeah.
Because in the video game hacking world, we don't really take anybody else's stuff. We ask.
Right.
You know, because it's respect.
Well, yeah, you gotta have respect.
Even though, you know, they took somebody else's game and hacked it and altered it, it's still their work.
Right. You know?
Even though that little prick Ian on Pat the NES Punk wants to say that it's, you know, illegal and bullshit.
Really,
you know, I wish Pat would get rid of his ass.
We're going to fight.
See, this is the Homicidal Geek Show. We don't give a fuck.
No. And that's definitely a McPatch's Media thing, too. We don't really give a fuck either. It sounds like we're going to start fights with YouTube stars. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I had my actual first Twitter war the other day.
Who are you fighting with on Twitter now?
I
say now.
I'm not going to say her name because she's a little pissy. But I had my first Twitter war.
Is she like a YouTuber?
No. She's a little blogger.
Oh God, a blogger.
Says the radio. Wanna be a journalist, and she was talking shit about, you know, the Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad. And I'm sorry, my wallet's already trying to commit suicide because it knows I'm going to spend so much money on Margaret's product. Oh my God, I love that Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I'm not really into it, but that's not me. I mean, I'm old school.
It's so my cup of tea.
No, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
But she
so this online fucking blogger bitch was like,
she was talking so much. And here's the thing. When New 52 came out, or when they announced New 52, these Harley, there was a Harley Quinn cosplayer who lives in Australia and is a professional prostitute.
Huh.
And she's proud to admit this. She's a professional prostitute. She's a Harley Quinn cosplayer, and she tries to get these young girls into her little Harley Quinn cult. And it's
Jesus.
It's like, bitch, you're a prostitute.
You're getting the fucking brothel going over there.
You're a fucking prostitute. And
is this the blogger?
No. Okay. I'll get to the blogger, but
okay.
But there's confused. A reason why I'm retelling the story.
Okay.
The time, I was dating a Harley Quinn cosplayer.
Who was not a prostitute?
No.
Okay.
I've dated a stripper. I will not date a prostitute.
Fair enough.
I've dated a bunch of bitches too.
No turning tricks here.
She started this campaign, and I think she started it at San Diego Comic Con, where they were, going to send hate letters and shit to, Paul Dini to this is not our Harley. You're ruining our Harley. For one, she's not your Harley to begin with. She belongs to him. You know, that's what I can't really stand is when somebody tries to claim a character. We didn't create the character. We're fans of the character.
Right.
We spend our money on the product. That product belongs to us, but we don't own the rights. We don't own.
Right.
So if they want to change a character up, so be it.
Look, I don't have a problem with Jackie Earl Haley as a person or an actor. He's done other fine things. I just wasn't a fan of the Freddy or the movie that they made. That's fine. He's still that Freddy in that universe, and it's like a remake verse is what I call it.
And it's a different universe.
And you know what? That's perfectly fine, whatever. I'll bitch about it, but I'm not going to send hate mail and go, how dare you change it? Well, Robert's like, well, I don't really can't be the guy anymore, so I understand that. It is what it is. It is what it is. So people getting upset over it. See, that's the bad end of fandoms. People go like fucking nuts over stupid shit.
Here lately.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, look. I don't care. I care, but it's like, okay, whether it's Kane, or whether it's fucking, Richard Brooker, or whether it's, not Michael Rooker, although that would be cool, Richard Brooker, or whether it be Derek Mears, they all played Jason in their respective movies that they were in, and they were all fine or not fine for their own reasons. And they never said anything then. I don't have a problem with Ken Kinziger. I saw him at Shock Pop, said hi. Yeah. He was great in, that truck movie that, Paul Walker started in. The car movie Joyride. He was like in the third.
He was
in the third one. It was completely like batshit at this point. And I thought Ken Singer was really good in that. Was his Jason kind of stiff? Yes. Was it still a cool fight scene with Robert Englund? Yes. There were a lot of problems with that movie, kind of. But I don't like fucking hate him because it wasn't Kane Hodder. Yeah. It just is what it is. So I don't understand like you know. Do I think they should remake or redo anything with Rocky Horror? No. Am I going to fucking threaten them? No. Because it's like, whoever's got money is going to do what the fuck they're going to do anyway. And that's just the way it is. And I'm like, cool. I don't have to like it. That's what I'm saying about shows like this and other people's shows. Fine. You don't like this show? I don't care.
Yeah.
Do your own thing. You don't
Putting a gun to your head and say, fucking listen to our show.
And, you know, and so this blogger chick, too, it's like, okay, fine. Let her run her fucking mouth. Of course, you know, everybody on the internet has to say something now. We're no better because we're online, we're doing a show, but I don't, like, go around trying to say I'm better either. I don't care.
And getting to the pinnacle of that story about the blogger chick is, you know, these chicks want to just have their animated series Harley. That's it.
Which was a great thing. And the animated series is what gave Harley birth.
Yes.
And put her
literally
in the
birth. That was her first ever appearance.
Right. And it was fine. Exactly.
And they don't quite understand. She fucked her college professors to get good grades. Hello.
Right.
She fucked through college.
Right.
They never point that out.
And I hate to say this because people are wackos, but let's be clear. I know Freddy Krueger is a fucking child toucher. He's not a good guy. We know that. We don't look at that aspect and go, oh man, that's going to be great. No, he's a cool dream killer in a movie that isn't fucking real. Yes. So that's fine. Jason, too, kills people. I'm not saying killing people is good. It's not fucking real. It's a fucking movie. These kids are so annoying, you're like, ha! Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's why we like the Punisher. Punisher's a bad guy, technically, if you
want to. Well, he's a vigilante.
He kills people. It's still bad, but he's the Punisher. That's what he does.
Well, soldiers Deadpool, kill people. Exactly. They're not bad.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like in that long alliance, like we like these people, but we're not going, okay, here we go. We're going to flip out now. That's not what horror people do as much as anymore. People used to think. Comic book people sometimes are a little,
yeah.
I want to summon Voltron right now, but it's not going to happen. But if it does, I'm going to be fucking excited for it. And I'm going to go fucking tear ass through Fort Pierce. Just because.
and that's the one thing. She doesn't mention any of that in this blog, you know, in this little article she wrote that, you know, and they never do. Harley fucked her fucking professor.
Right.
Okay. She is like the new trailer. When she busts open that fucking store window and takes the purse, she's like, we're bad guys. It's what we do. No fucking shit. She's a fucking bad guy. Okay. Joker, one of the most homicidal motherfuckers ever created in the comic history.
He beat shit out of fucking Jason Todd.
Which I helped kill Jason Todd.
Did you?
31 phone calls. My 8-year-old ass still feels that ass beating.
Oh, that's right. There was a line about, do you want Jason to die?
And 31 you're like, yes. Phone calls.
Is it worth it now when they brought him back? Oh, you're like, shit.
Well, I'm kind of glad because it's like, hey, I kind of helped created fucking Jason Todd.
Jason Todd's dead.
Well, Red Hood Jason Todd.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, 1980, it was actually the first comic book I ever purchased on my own.
Yeah.
And there was my thing was, is I used to call 1-800-FRED.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Because I'd be like, you know, I didn't know
it was infomercials. They had like clips from Part 4.
I was a kid. I didn't know it was pre-recorded. Because I'd always be on the phone like, hey, Freddie, chase my sister tonight in her dreams, please. Click. You know, shit like that, you know? So I called to say, okay, the phone bill came in.
Your mom got mad.
Oh, no, not my mom, my dad.
Ooh.
$18.50, and for a fucking phone bill back then, that was fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I got my ass beat, and they would unplug the phone at night after that.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, Homicidal Geek Show. We have a ferret syndrome here. We'll just go on different directions.
I can't help it. I'm ADD.
ADHD. We're like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, we'll eventually get to finish the story.
At some point, you will.
And so she doesn't mention, you know, Harley Quinn fucked. You know, okay, people are like, we get it. Okay, so what I did is I got on Twitter, and I'm a big.
That's dude. What that post was about. I saw a post about, well, I'm off of Twitter for a little bit.
Like, I'm a big fucking Negan fan from Walking Dead.
Yep.
And this is exactly what I posted on fucking Twitter. I said, dear, the person's name, you bring out my inner Negan. You should really have a talk with Lucille.
The bat.
# mildly fucking amused.
And, got in trouble.
And she fucking reported my Facebook for a threat. I threatened her.
On Facebook? I thought it was Twitter.
Or Twitter, yeah. She reported my Twitter. I was blocked for 24 hours. And it's like,
what happened to saying what you want?
Exactly. Maybe I wanted to help get that bug out of her ass, you know?
Oh, whatever. Fucking bloggers thinking they're fucking...
So, and then she had two of these little dorky little fucks threaten me!
Oh, but that's okay.
Then they threatened me on Twitter. I was like, you know what, motherfuckers? That road goes both ways.
So you reported them?
I reported their fucking ass. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, you can fucking spend 24 hours off your fucking Twitter wall, motherfucker.
So, I'm not even on Twitter that much. I'm on Instagram and fucking Facebook more than anything.
I don't like Instagram.
It's powerful if you know how to use it. I can show you the way. Look, for instance... Take
dark side does not have cookies. I'm sorry.
No, take the Jason like map, you know, the map I told you to make, right? Take that picture, put it on Instagram. # Jason Voorhees. # Kane Hodder. # Friday the 13th game. NES. # NES. # 80s. No, I'm fucking serious. Any of those you make, if it doesn't exist already on Instagram, it creates a folder. and then people see it, and they go, like, huh. Like. I'm telling you, man, I met bands that way. The Doyle picture I threw up, Doyle liked it. It works. You just have to hashtag the fuck out of that. Not so much Twitter with the talking, but all you got to do is be like anything in that picture. Chainsaw Sally, Good Sisters, Deborah Rochon, Vitality Fest, April Worrell. I mean, Catherine Isabel, American Mary. Hashtag, Soska Twins. Hashtag. Do it, and it fucking works.
I don't know.
I never found an easier way to whore my fucking life. And I've been whoring a lot of shit for the last 5 years.
I remember when we were all so obsessed with MySpace. MySpace.
Oh, you mean GeoCities Plus?
Migrated over to Facebook.
GeoCities Plus, which basically MySpace was like making the old GeoCities websites.
And in all honesty, I was hoping Google Plus would have kicked off
it's
a little
still
better.
Kind of there, but I don't know. There's some shit happening on YouTube right now.
We're too set in our ways with YouTube. See, you guys said
Facebook.
With Facebook. But they're saying younger kids now use Twitter more than anything.
Kids should not be on Twitter. I'm really against.
And see, I don't really dig Twitter that much because you got to scroll through all the... Because I follow...
Oh,
God knows
I got to tell
people.
You about this. We should promote this because this is free. And I found out through watching Dr. Wolfie Law on YouTube, which is a YouTuber guy that has this character. And he reviews, like, horror movies. He's really cool. It's called, and you should download this on your phone so you can be on there too, and I told my wife. It's called the Horror Emeo or something. Basically, there's Kane now. Basically, it is like a Twitter thing, but you have, it's all about horror.
Oh, shit.
It's called Amino. Horror Amino. Download it. It's free on device. Dude, I have all these follows. And I just, it's like,
shameless plug there for
you. It's almost
there,
like, kind of like blog, not blogger. What's the other one that was big? People would blog on your phones. Tumblr. It's like Tumblr, but it's horror. It's a fucking horror Tumblr. You just post whatever pictures on your phone you want on there, like the horror stuff.
I'll check
and
that
hashtag
out.
It, and it, and people follow and go, oh yeah, I like this too. I'm telling you, dude, I'm hooked on it now because it's all horror.
See if I can put Razor Power Glove Productions on there.
Yes, yes. I put fucking Underground Horror Radio. So it's a very cool thing. So, another thing we got to plug real quick is Morbid Movies.
Morbid Movies. Yeah, we kind of mentioned it a minute ago. Forgot.
So you're doing Never Sleep Again as giveaway. What else you got? Anything else you're bringing? Or?
That's about it.
Okay. Are you setting up a table like with your stuff?
Oh, no. We're just gonna.
But you're helping sponsoring this.
Yeah,
this event.
We're sponsoring it through Kruger Collectibles, cool. Which Kruger Collectibles is nonprofit. We don't make any money off Kruger Collectibles. We're just spreading
horror.
We're spreading Elm Street because every town has an Elm Street.
Exactly. Well, no, it's true. Raven used to have this cool store I saw online too. That when you had that store set up with the video games and the horror stuff.
Oh
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like
yeah.
That's fucking cool. Why can't we have more of this? And now it's online.
Maybe one day
online's
I'll do it
cool,
again.
But it's not the same thing as going into a place that's playing records and horror shit on the wall. That's why I like at Spooky when they have the fucking artist stuff.
Yeah.
You know, people, you walk in, they got shirts everywhere and posters, what you're working on. And
yeah, working. I mean, I want Razor Power Glove Productions. It's mainly going to focus on horror video game stuff.
Okay.
That's my whole thing. Because right. there's other companies that do other. But Razor Power Glove Productions, because, you know, the Razor Power Glove, it was a video game
thing. Is your thing, yeah.
You know. My phone actually, when I get a text message, it's Robert saying, "You forgot the power glove!"
Well, if it wasn't for part 6, you wouldn't have the power glove.
Probably not, no.
But it's not the same exact thing. His was his regular glove with a couple
switches.
Which,
a buddy, well, I can't
remember. Yours is like the fucking
power
glove.
An Elm Street bro of mine makes that exact replica glove.
Does he? Nice.
He's got one for raffle right now, which I do $5 in. I told him, this is going to be the year I finally buy one from. It's like $500.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Replicas are hard to make, dude.
Oh, God,
unless you're
yeah.
a Nico, then you just
well,
make
it. Well, a buddy of mine locally made one. No template whatsoever. Just looking at the glove in the movie, he gave it to me.
Nice.
I own it.
So you have a couple different gloves now.
Well, I own the two NECAs, which, you know, those are the easier ones to afford. And then he gave me his little one that he made. And then I got another NECA part one that I made the power glove out of. My favorite glove is the Versus glove. It's primal. I love how the blades
look. It's a lot bigger. And it's more.
It's my favorite glove. Those blades is what makes it my favorite glove. Eventually, I'll probably have Michael put versus Blades on a Power Glove, and that'll be my official Razor Power Glove Productions nice. Glove.
That'd be cool.
Not to say I won't, you know, I'll just put mine, the one I made, up on the wall, and it'll stay there. But when I go to conventions, this'll be my glove that I wear, because I love wearing a glove. I mean, it's not the same as wearing a hockey mask.
The hockey mask is sweet.
The glove, you put it on, and it's
power.
It you feel it.
Well, that's what he was trying to say in part 6 to his daughter. Like, put on the glove, you know. It's
and what's cool, Freddy versus Jason versus Ash, Nightmare Warriors, the comic.
Yeah, yeah.
His daughter comes back, and of course they have a little incest scene where they kiss. It is what it is. He was a fucking child killer.
It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
She has two gloves that are straight razor.
Ooh.
On the fingers, and it. I have been waiting for somebody to actually make those for chicks.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, I know. I love the slutty fucking Elm Street costumes they made. I'm like, what are you doing? It's hot, but it's like, no.
I'm a big fan.
Are you?
I love Kruger Girls. I don't. That is my fucking weakness.
Yeah.
A Kruger Girl?
The Jason one doesn't make sense.
People can have their anime chicks and give me a fucking Kruger Girl, yeah. Or give me a Voorhees girl. With a fucking hawk and a machete. Oh,
I've seen the one chick that does it really well with the shirt and everything. I don't know. I don't know.
So Chainsaw Sammy, you got
Chainsaw Sammy. It's Chainsaw Sally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Catherine Isabel
too. Well, wait. Sammy used to be local. She moved.
Yeah. That's. Oh, I know who you're talking about. That's the chick that's on the Pop Up Show.
Down
south. Yep. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen their show. They're all right. They're pretty good for what they do. I'm like, all right, you guys got more of a comic. They did some stuff with Morbid Movies, too, and I've been doing stuff with them, so I think that's cool. I haven't got a chance to meet them yet, because I don't remember seeing them at PomCon, which is the one I usually go to right before. That's like my pre-spooky con to get back into it. Because during the summer, there's really not much, and I'm like getting that fucking anxious feeling again, whether I'm a guest or I'm going at the Pang. I'm still like, yeah, everybody's in the costumes and shit here, You know, and, you know, that's my thing, but... yeah, I like to meet them, because I really do believe, like, I love people doing radio and podcasts, because even though it's like, oh, you don't want competition, I don't care. The fact that you're like, hey, let's do this, and I'm like, inspiration, good, thank you, let's do it. Other people that, you know, they're like coming to me like, hey, I want to do a podcast, what should I do? This is what you do, it's not hard. It took 5 years, but now it's starting to get where people are like, hey, this is a thing, and I'm like, yes, it is. Do it because you want to do it. Don't do it to try to be cool or popular, because it doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way for me. It worked in, I knew bands, I wanted to play their music because they deserve it.
Yeah.
I knew this subject because I'm into it, and I just want to talk. I always wanted to be a radio DJ anyway, so that never got to happen because they want me to go pay a bunch of money to go to school for something I fucking know how to do. I'm like, no thanks, Full Sail. That's you. But you know what I mean? Like,
I dropped out.
Fuck that shit. I'm not paying $13,000 to fucking... play with.
I had a scholarship though.
Besides, what would you rather do? Get paid to play music, even though it kind of sucks now, and you're edited it, or would you rather come and do something like this, where you can say exactly what you want and talk about exactly what you want?
Fuck FCC.
And we can have and we can have people on as guests and hang out with them and do cons. We do want to do a roundtable thing. We got to find some more people that are in the
we
horror.
We will.
Is it necessarily to be all horror, or you want to do like wrestling?
Well, no. It's gonna be all geek related. It's gonna be wrestling. Okay. It's gonna be comic books, video games, anything pop culture. You know, just. Yeah,
that works.
It's gonna be.
I was thinking this was just the horror show, which is like, well, that's up my alley.
Well, it's gonna be horror. It's gonna be.
It's a mix of things.
We're still gonna have a horror theme with it, you know.
Right, like, right. That works too. I'm just saying, like,
it's like, you know, for instance,
how many people don't understand this is the reason why I joke around like, hey man, let's do a YouTube show about playing old video games. It'll take off. No, they've been fucking doing that already.
Yeah.
Let's make a show where we make fun of old movies. Oh fuck, that's already been done. That's why when I say, okay, what are we going to do? Because I don't want it to be the same shit.
Yeah.
I love geek stuff, but really, if we get on the web right now, we just start searching, how much shit and the sea of shit are we going to fucking find?
Well,
too much of it.
It's like...
That's why I'm grandfathered in.
When I pitch the show, we're going to be like comic book men.
Sort of, yeah.
But if... with Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, Myers sitting at the table.
Like that poker picture.
Yes.
That's a good picture, by the way. I love that picture.
But, you know, if Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, and all them sat at a table, and talked about the fucking carnage book that they I know what you're thinking about. And they'll talk about the fucking carnage book
I know where you're going with this. You put those people in it, but that's not where this came from. You're thinking about the Almost Got Him episode of Batman the Animated Series where they were all sitting around the poker table.
Oh, where they're talking about how they almost killed Batman.
Batman was Killer Croc the whole time. And that's what that reminds me of is like they're all sitting there playing fucking Batman, you know? And the Joker's like, that's what made me think of it, because I think Jason and Michael would probably write stuff down, because I don't think they talk much.
Yeah.
But they'd be Instagramming. Or, no, not Instagram, Twittering. But I think that's cool. I think this will be a fun show. It was a fun first episode.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
We have one more thing we gotta so, Spooky's coming up.
Yes.
April 1st.
Actually, this could really go as long as we want. I don't care.
Yeah. You can edit some.
Shit.
I have a campaign starting. Dream Warriors was the first Friday I ever saw, which a lot of people's like, it's my favorite. It's my
nightmare
I ever saw. See?
Too many Freddy and Jasons.
He's got Friday 13th stuff all over the room. He hardly has any Elm Street, and it's like, boom, I look at
the I actually have part 4 poster, but from Spooky, it's somewhere down in that mess.
He has the new NECA figure, the 8-bit figure that you open it up, it makes sound.
I actually do it.
And, he's got a Friday 13th video game poster above me. So I'm looking right at this stuff, and boom, it's like, I'm automatically thinking Friday.
Pretty much.
But
Nightmare 3, Dream Warriors. With Dawkin.
I was 9 years old? 8, 9, 10?
In 80, what was it? No, it was 83. No, 84. Yeah,
83.
I was thinking Friday again, because all of those came out every year.
See,
I know.
We gotta do something about the room.
No, we're not. this is my wall of accomplishment, sir. No, it was, I think it was 88 was 4, so 87 or 86.
So I watched MTV back when MTV could.
Everybody did.
I'm sitting there on the floor, Indian style, like us kids used to do, and I'm watching
MTV.
And I remember it clear, like it was yesterday. It was Quiet Riot's Twilight Hotel. And then I can't remember what VJ it was, but he's like, up next we got Dawkins' new video from the Nightmare on Elm Street 3, you know.
Dream Warriors.
And it comes on, it's just ding, ding, tsh, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, okay, this sounds really good. Yeah, I'm a kid, but then, you know, it's like, I grew up on hair metal.
Right.
So, and
if you saw him, you know what he means, because he kind of still have that,
like,
to you
it's
now.
It's like all of a sudden, you know, it goes into a whole Elm Street house scene, stuff like that. And of course, it shows Freddy. I'm used to Jason, because I've already watched the Fridays.
Yeah.
Many, because they used to be on the Saturday Creature Features.
Right.
You know, on Channel 8 or whatever. And I was already used to Friday and, you know, and Halloween and stuff like that, Texas Chainsaw, but I never got into the Freddy stuff, the Elm Street stuff. So all of a sudden they start showing it, and Don Dawkins' voice just, oh man. I literally turned my head back and I looked up at my mom and I said, I want my hair to look like that. Now, at the time, I was a little blonde-headed kid. You know, I was born blonde. That's why I can always make that joke. Blonde moments and shit. And, she let me actually have a rat tail at first, which back then was a big thing for a kid to have a rat tail.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, that, oh my God, that's so cool. And I told my mom, I was like, can you take me to the video store that night? You know, and we went to the video store and I went straight to the horror section. It had the Elm Street 3. Boom, I grabbed it, and
hey kids, remember video stores?
And it's been Elm Street since then.
Yeah. And then you had a thing for Jennifer Rubin.
Jennifer Rubin, Tyran.
Yeah, Tyran.
She was my first Scream Queen crush. Beautiful and bad, you know, stuff like that.
Punk rock.
And she's going to be at Spooky Empire. Now, I've tried to meet her numerous times and something always happened. And I always missed out meeting her. This time, I want to meet her. And I actually own an authentic Dawkin tooth and nail shirt that I've actually taken a picture with Robert at Spooky in that shirt. And in Dream Warriors, her first appearance, her first on-screen appearance, she's wearing a Doc and Dream Warrior Doc and Tooth and Nail shirt. I'm campaigning for Spooky Empire to allow a photo op for her to wear
that shirt.
I will loan it for that day for her to wear that shirt and do photo ops.
That'd be cool.
So, and the hashtag is Rockin' the Dockin'. So let's let Spooky Empire know we want this photo op to happen.
I think that'd be sweet. Yeah, Jennifer Rubens is she's a good looking lady.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw her in Never Sleep Again. A lot of people I didn't know were still rocking it out. We're in that documentary. I bought it at Spooky the year I met the whole Nightmare Forecast. And so, yeah, that's awesome. I think it'll be a fun event. That's coming up in April. April Fool's Day, April. So as we get closer to that, we'll, of course, be plugging Spooky. We got the Treasure Coast Freak Show coming up.
Freak Show, March.
The first weekend of March. So, by the way, that's the same weekend as the Okeechobee Music Fest. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that rave shit. We're going to a fucking horror con, people. And I got my friends from England coming down as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that week, that first couple weeks of April, March. So we're gonna be doing some stuff. And, so you have your table gonna be at the Treasure Coast.
Yes, Freak Show. My first ever con actually having a table. Nice. Razor Power Glove Productions will have our first ever booth.
So, I'll be there probably definitely doing, at some form, Underground Horror Radio stuff. And we'll also do the Homicidal Geek Show as well while we're there. So another awesome show here on the Treasure Coast. Somehow inspired by my stupid ass, but that's okay. I like it. And this is a fun show. I can't wait to get more people and we do more things with it as time goes on. This is not an every week thing, so I'm sorry to say. Won't be done every week. Very busy. We both have things we're doing, so he's got all kinds of shit he's making every day.
Yes.
And I got fucking five other shows I gotta do, plus run a whole punk station online. So, but it's still fucking badass, and we'll at least get two of these out a month, maybe more depending on what's going on.
Oh,
And I'm working on a studio soon and really get it cleaned up, and, I'm excited. This is a fucking fun show. Everybody, this will be out, actually, I'm gonna get out today. We're working on, logos and maybe shirts and stuff in the future. Here's how I think we can actually get support for this. We're not doing a GoFundMe or any of that stuff. Maybe a Patreon, I don't know yet, but here's what I think we could do. Buy the artwork. We're gonna put out artwork and shirts eventually, right? Buy that. That's our way to support this show. And of course, we'll do call-ins and stuff in the future. And,
Interviews, we'll get stuff like that.
Oh yeah, we'll get interviews and stuff. And it's powered by the Razor Glove,
Razor Power Glove Productions.
And, McPatch's Media and of course, Underground Horror Radio, which is, something I started 3 years ago. So my expertise in radio here. So that's awesome. Anything else before we're out of here?
What's that?
Anything else before we're out of here?
That's about it,
That's it.
We covered a
fucking
pretty good
play
first
Jason
show.
Games. Apparently,
play Jason. We'll talk about more of it.
Where can they get these games though that we've been promoting?
Right now,
limited edition stuff, right?
You can go to the Facebook page, Razor Power Glove Productions, and all the links are there. All
right, so we can get the games that way. I know a lot of people out there have an NES. If you don't, go to Play and Trade and buy one of those systems.
Well, we're also going to start doing them where you can emulate it too. So
that works too.
Us a little bit of cash, emulate it.
Yeah, they'll like put on a disc or something something like that. Give them to or a code.
Yeah.
Get them online or something. All right, that works, everybody. So that's it for the Homicidal Geek Show.
One of many.
Do you want to sign us out? I guess anything you want.
Well, of course, So keep it homicidal, peeps.
There you go. And listen to this show and Underground Horror Radio on Saturdays on podunkradio.com. Bye.
Well, first of all, I didn't say anything. And second of all, I'm calling the shots! Consider me fucking Willy fucking Wonka! This is my fucking chocolate factory!
Get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!